take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Karen, how are you?
Morena. I'm well. How are you both?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Excited about the book you've brought us. What is it?
Oh, I'm excited too. Look at it. It's just such a beauty.
Stunning cover.
It's called Funny Weather, Art in an Emergency by Olivia Lang. And just look at it. It's the perfect book.
Yeah, it's kind of got a nice chunky hardcover, sort of a canvas, pink canvas, and then a inset photo on the front. Beautiful.
Yeah. Tess and I were just saying, yeah, buy this for everyone you love. This book is such a balm for our turbulent times that we find ourselves currently living in. Olivia Lang is one of my favourite cultural critics.
Cool.
I just love her. And this collects her columns and profiles from her column in Freeze.
Oh,
but
okay.
Also from other places like The Guardian and whatnot. And what she's asking in this book is, can art do anything, especially in times of chaos?
Right.
And she argues that, yes, it can. It can.
I like that argument.
I like it too, that, you know, art humanises and it gets us to exercise our critical and moral faculties, and that art doesn't have a duty to be beautiful or uplifting. And can I just read a tiny little bit? So this is in her sort of introduction, and she says, empathy is not something that happens to us when we read Dickens, it's work. What art does is provide material with which to think, new registers, new spaces. After that, friend, it's up to you.
That's a great way of summing it up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's work, you know, it doesn't have a duty to fulfill something. And she sort of goes on to say that she doesn't think art has a duty to be beautiful or uplifting. Some of the work that she's most drawn to refuses to traffic in either of those qualities. And what she cares about more are what forms the uniting interest in nearly all of the essays and criticism gathered here are ways in which it's concerned with resistance and repair. And I think, yeah, resistance and repair are two really key words, I think.
Totally.
So, yeah, I think that's a really beautiful little introduction to that book. It's broken up into sections. So there's artist lives, where she profiles artists.
Cool.
There's her Freeze columns. There's essays. There's a great essay called Drink, 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 which is about women alcoholic writers. Because one of her first books was The Trip to Echo Spring, and that was about alcoholic male writers.
Right.
So I guess this is like a response of the women who were alcoholics. And there's book criticism. So she's got great reviews of Sally Rooney, Chris Krause, Deborah Levy, Maggie Nelson. So, you know, authors that we know and love. And then there are these amazing love letters in there where she's writing pieces about artists that she adores. So there's Bowie and there's Freddie Mercury and Arthur Russell. And she's arguing that art is a lifeline for people, that it allows you to feel your feelings and it can accompany you. And I guess, of course, that extends to books and music as well, which she writes about at length here. And I think what unifies the artists that she's writing about is that all of them are people who made work in times or under circumstances of some kind of hardship or adversity. Most of the people here are either women or queer and made work in hostile environments.
Right.
We've got Agnes Martin, who's one of my favourite artists, and Derek Jarman, David Hockney, Georgia O'Keeffe. There's a section called Four Women, and there are four great profiles of Hilary Mantel and Ali Smith.
Oh, wow.
I thought of you, Rachel.
Big fave.
And yeah, I really love the essay Drink, 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 where she's writing about the alcoholic woman writers. There's Jean Reese, Patricia Highsmith, Anne Sexton, Shirley Jackson, and Marguerite Duras, who more than once drank Eau de Cologne after exhausting the contents of the liquor cabinet.
Wow.
Which is really intense. And in it, she asks and examines, but a woman's reasons for drinking different
to men. Sounds like a fascinating book. It's got a little bit of everything in there.
Oh, it really does. It's just, it's so beautiful. I think none of the writing is just surface. It's all very deep and thoughtful. And, you know, she's looking at those themes that she often comes back to: loneliness, alcoholism, unsatisfactory bodies, harmful gender relations, alarming technology and news. But it's anything but grim. It's just so galvanising and so full of hope.
Cool. Need a bit of that in the old COVID world, eh?
Absolutely. And she's arguing that art can bring change and that it shapes our ethical landscapes and opens us up to our interior lives.
Is this one that you read from start to finish, or you can kind of dip in and out of the things that you're really interested in?
Personally, I read it from start to finish, but it's definitely a dipper. You can definitely dip into it and, oh, I feel like reading an essay, or, oh, I feel like reading a book review, or feel like reading a profile. But I think it's ironic. It was published right in the middle of an emergency. It was, you know, in the middle of the pandemic. And I think it's just a rallying cry for hope.
Cool.
Which is something that we really need.
It sounds like a beautiful book. You've absolutely sold it to me, I'm not gonna lie. I do love her writing in Freeze, is kind of where I've read her before, so I'm looking forward to diving into this one. Remind us of the name.
So it's called Funny Weather, Art in an Emergency by Olivia Lang. And we had a song.
Yes, we do. We have got an Arthur Russell track.
Yeah, so I love Arthur Russell. He's just so great. Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful piece in Funny Weather called Vanished Into Music, which is about Arthur Russell. And it was originally a beautiful BBC audio piece that she did, which was really beautiful. I really recommend people check that out on the BBC website. Arthur Russell died in 1992 of AIDS. And this is a real goosebumpy song. I think it's such a beautiful companion to the book.
That's us. Wild combination. Thank you so much, Kieran, for coming in this morning. Beautiful book by Olivia Lang. That's it. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there. I just wanna be wherever you are. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. It's hard love to see so light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see you in the dark, yeah. Seconds turn, this time that I'm so coming to. Seconds turn, this time, such fun to be with. It's a big old world with nothing in it. I can't wait to see you another minute. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild, it's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. That's it.
other. There's only time before we got there. That's it. Before we got there. There's only time before we got there. For a prize, push up and be part of it all. Surfing, swimming.
It's a wild combination.
Kissing.
Arthur Russell, That's Us, Wild Combination, such a beautiful track, which is written about in the wonderful collection of essays, stories and other bits of writing by Olivia Lang that Karen brought us this morning.
That was Loose Reads.
Atamaria.